Honorable Nizam Karyappa, you have 15 minutes.
Honorable Deputy Speaker, I'm just starting at 12:17, so I'll take the 18. I'll take the whole 15 minutes. Okay. Honorable Deputy Speaker, before I proceed, I must take this opportunity to extend my congratulations to the Leader of Opposition on two remarkable achievements. Firstly, after a long time, he has managed to unite the entire opposition in opposing the budget, an accomplishment that no other opposition leader in the history has been able to achieve. Perhaps with just one exception, he has orchestrated a rare movement of consensus across all the opposition parties. Secondly, I must commend him on his eloquent and meticulously timed 45-minute speech, which compelling outlined why this budget is a failure. Perhaps his speech was so impressive that the Leader of the House wished to make him the permanent leader of the opposition through constitutional means. Or is it rather the Leader of the House desires to make his own party the permanent government party through a constitutional means? That is why he made these remarks, I wonder. But Mr. Deputy Speaker, this is not the first time in the history a government in power has dreamt of keeping the particular opposition leader that role indefinitely, perhaps out of a desire to maintain their own grip on the power permanently. The political maneuvering is not now. History reminds us that similar tactics were first deployed by President G.R. Jayawardena, who, despite commanding an overwhelming 5-6 majority, 83%, unlike you guys, you had only 71% in Parliament, sought to neutralize the opposition. He enacted the Sixth Amendment to the Constitution, effectively forcing the main opposition out of Parliament. Not stopping that, he went on to strip the main opposition leader of her civic rights, and so that he could remain in power and contest the election. Then, decades later, we saw Mahinda Rajapaksa attempting a similar strategy, floating the idea of making Ranil Wickremesinghe the constitutional guaranteed lifelong leader of the opposition. I distinctly remember a Sunday Time article at that time in its very popular fifth column discussing this very idea. And now, Mr. Speaker, we see the echoes of the same political ambitions in the present government. In the winding up speech of the Leader of the House, we heard similar sentiments, perhaps revealing the desire for a perpetual power. But let me caution the Honorable Leader of the House. History does not favor who takes the people for granted. Speaker, let me list some of the, let me list some of the failures of this government in the administration of justice since it took control of the state machinery. First, bringing the conspirators of the Easter Sunday attack before the Court of Justice. The minister in charge of public security stated that a large amount of witnesses, evidence, including the testimonies from the Batticolo prison authorities, were recorded and forwarded to the Colombo magistrates as far back as November 24, 2024. It has now been nearly 3 months, Honorable Justice Minister. One need no further hint to understand where the investigation is pointing. As the President said last evening, culprit knows the investigation is closing on them. They are not going to just sit idly by. By now, the forces must be engaged in diversionary tactic. I think you all are well aware. So, shouldn't the authorities act swiftly? Whether we like it or not, the Prevention of Terrorism Act is being used in this investigation. It has been used to detain nearly thousands of Muslims for years, and the vast majority of them were released, admitting there is no evidence against them. I'm sure authorities will apply the same law to investigate and prosecute the conspirators of the Easter attack. So why hesitate to name the accused when the evidence is more compelling? It's 3 months since that last B report in the Magistrate Court of Colombo. Let me now say a few words without daylight about the daylight murder of Lasantha Wickremathunga. I appreciate, finally, that the President acknowledged the bona fide of the Attorney General's role regarding in this case, a truth that has been distorted on social media through misinformation and unprofessional speculations. However, I must also acknowledge there are some highly knowledgeable professional YouTubers, I don't want to name the name, they'll say I'm trying to advertising for them, who provides insight and credible analysis. Next, the long-forgotten murder of Dinesh Shafter. We all forgotten. A crime shrouded in mystery, but clearly falling into the category of organized crime. We have forgotten most about this murder of Dinesh Shafter. Yet, to date, no suspect have been identified, Honorable Deputy Speaker. And then the infamous Central Bank bond. I addressed this yesterday, but let me reiterate. The authorities must proceed with the trial in absentia. I know Justice Minister knows about it. Under the provisions of the Code of Procedure Code, we can't wait till Arjun Mahendra come. It must start off in absentia. Extraditing a suspect is an unachievable task in the current state of justice system. Because we are in a hell of a mess today, which has been deliberately undermined. However, I am confident that once the suspect is convicted, the Singaporean authority will find it difficult to refuse an extradition. And now the recent series of killing clearly points to the organized crime. It seems the people behind these murders are deciding who should be arrested and who should not be arrested. Look at how easily the shooter was arrested. Yet the woman who coordinated the attack, who is in the center of all the key players in the Hollywood-style shooting, remain untouched. Is she perhaps the Sarah Jasmine of this killing? And we know what happened to Sarah Jasmine. Deputy Speaker, I am wondering whether the same thing will happen to this lady. The President spoke last evening in this August Assembly, stating that these were 5 well-coordinated assassinations, hinting that they were orchestrated by an invisible hand. Doesn't that remind us the meticulously planned Easter Sunday attack, Honorable Justice Minister? I know, we are all facing serious challenge in the upholding the people's confidence in our judicial system. In fact, I was shocked, Deputy Speaker, when the President, while delivering speech in the Parliament last evening, unfortunately went and sat where the Honorable, our leader, Rauf Hakim, sits. Then he looked at me and said, while delivering a speech, he said, looking straight at my eyes, this is what he said, Sannanda avikandayam innava. Ekata anugatavana police niladarin innava. Ekata anugatavana hamuda niladarin innava. Ekata anugatavana adhikaran niladarin innava. Mama kiyana viruddhava. That is what he said. Ekata anugatavana neetinjavaru innava kiyala mage moona balla kiwa niyojya kathanayakathumani. In fact, he bigger one. Not to me, but to my profession and your profession. In fact, the President was looking straight at me twice when he questioned the role of a lawyer. Then he continued, Mr. Justice Minister, Vartamana Aparadha Karuvan. Nidahas Sunot, Nithinyavaru, Mama Vachanin, Vachane Kiyavala Lyagana, Varada Karagan Hondanakila, Vartamana, Aparada Karwan, Nidahas Sunot, Nithinyavaru, Jipakatanagala, Aparada Karwangi, Nivasakayanova. I was shocked. This is what he said yesterday, Deputy Lisa. Mukadame Nithia. And he ended up saying, make Aparada Raja. I was shocked for a moment. For a moment, I was speechless, Honorable Deputy Speaker. As a senior member of the profession, with my exposure to the official and unofficial bars, and having taken a special oath as President's Counsel, we take a special oath, Honorable Deputy Minister, Deputy Speaker, to make my services available to the state. I don't think this government is going to take my service. I am not even called upon to be a member of panel of chairs, leave alone taking service on this. Doesn't matter. When called upon to defend the country and its integrity, I wondered how I should respond to the President's statement. So leave alone the public. Said, Mr. Justice, leave alone the public. The President himself has lost confidence in the administration of justice. Please take a note of this fact. He didn't spare anybody. Police officers, forces, judicial officers and lawyers are being accused of creating an Aparadha Rajya. Very serious matter. My only consolation that the Honorable Minister of Justice, being a senior lawyer, though not a President's Counsel, which I feel you are entitled to be conferred, with your experience both in official and unofficial bar, I trust you will be able to put things into proper perspective and dispel my any misconception about our profession. Now let me conclude following... I want to conclude because I have very limited time. Following the new trend set by Honorable Vasantha Samarasinghe, winding up the speech from the words of a song. He quoted the first part of අර හදවතේ ගායකයන් කියලා ඉන්නවා චාමර වීරසිංහ. චාමර සම්බන්ධ නෙවෙයි අනිවාර්යෙන් ඔහු කිව්වා සඳට සඳ එලියට sorry this is not a I'm not is when the pada e padel enakota tanuwa nikam enawa niyoja kathana katun malata mal pokurata kaviyo kavi liwata wenas vivida kila podi twist ekak dala giwwa me minisin ge sitha kiyana ekata vipakshya dala kiwwa kamak naha api poddak ilanga pada tikak yanko umatu wen mat vela raageta lol vela මනස වීදෝ මුලා සුමුදු මල් පරවෙලා දැනද 159ක් තියෙනවනේ ඒ රාගයෙන් මත් වෙන්න එපා මම කියන්න මගේ වචන ටික අපරාධ ලොව රජ වෙලා මිනිස්සුත් බය වෙලා රටම වී මුලා දැහැමද ඒකෙම කැලක් තියෙනවා දැහැම ඈත සැඟවිලා එතන තමයි නියෝජ්‍ය නායක මේ කතානායකතුමා ප්‍රශ්නේ සජාතාරේ පිරිහිලා මේ මට මතක් වුණා අර කාගම ශ්‍රී නන්ද හිමිතාණන්ගේ බණ දේශනාවක්. එතන ලස්සනට බණ කියන පුළුවන් වෙලාවක අහන්න. එතුමා මෙහෙමයි ඊයේ පෙරේදා ඒ උන්වහන්සේ කියනවා හිරමැදිරි පිරිලා පුනරුත්ථාපන කඳවුරු පිරිලා ළමා නිවාස පිරිලා මහලු නිවාස පිරිලා ලස්සනට යා කියනකොට හරි ලස්සන මට එහෙම කියන්න දන්නේ නැහැ. මහලු නිවාස පිරිලා වීදු දරුවෝ බෝ වෙලා අපරාධකරුවන් බෝ වෙලා හොරකම් මරකම් ගහන වෙලා කුඩුකාරයන් පිරිලා ඊට පස්සේ කියන මේ වචනේ මං මුලා වෙච්ච ලෝකේක හිඟන මට්ටමට රජේ රජුරුවක් වැටිලා නම් ආයිත් කවර කතාවද පුතා එතුමා කියන්නේ උන්වහන්සේ කියන්නේ හරි ආස මේ ස්වාමීන් වහන්සේ කෙනෙක් එතුමාගේ බණ මම YouTube වලහන උන්වහන්සේ අනේ සමාවෙන්න උන්වහන්සේ කියනවා අපි ධර්මානුකූල ගිහිල්ලා තිබෙන බව පේනවාද කියලා අහනවා ඒ උන්වහන්සේ අයිතින් අර සින්දුව මට අවසන් කරන්න තියෙන්නේ මෙයමයි අපේ ජනපතිත් අසරණ වෙලා අනේ එහෙම කරන්න දෙන්නේ නැහැ අපේ ශක්තියෙන් අපිට කල හැකි සම්පූර්ණ සහයෝගය නීතිඥ මහත්මිය කැටියටත් ජනාධිපති නීතිඥ මහත්මිය කැටියටත් මමත් විපක්ෂයේ සිටින සියලුම මන්ත්‍රීවරුන් අනිවාර්යෙන් ආණ්ඩුවට සම්පූර්ණ සහයෝගය දක්වනවා කිසිම හැකයක් සැකයක් හිතා ගන්න බෑ මට තව එක වචනයක් විතරක් කියන්න මට මිනිත්තුවක් තියෙන නිසා මම අවසන් කරන්නම් මේ විපක්ෂය වෙනස් වේදෝ කියලා ඇහුවා අපේ විපක්ෂ නායකතුමා නම් අමුතුවෙන් හිත වෙනස් වෙන්න
අවශ්‍ය නැහැ ඔබ නිසම්කාරය අප්ප you have 2 more minutes
oh thank you I'm going to finish it in 1 minute so everybody is hungry it මට කියන්න ඒක තමයි මම කියන්නේ ඒ වෙනස් කතාව ඔබතුමා කාලය ගන්න හදන මම දන්නවා මොකටද යන්නේ කියලා. එතුමා කවදාවත් වෙනස් නෑ ඔබතුමා කියන්නේ විපක්ෂයේ හිත වෙනස් වීදෝ කියලා තමයි ඇහුවේ සින්දුව පොඩක් අහන්න ලස්සනයි. එතුමා කවදාවත් හිත වෙනස් කරගන්න අවශ්‍ය පුද්ගලයෙක් නෙවෙයි. එතුමා මම හිතන්නේ වෙනස් සිතක් තියෙන පුද්ගලයෙක්. ඔබතුමාලා දන්නවද මම දන්න තරමින් පන්සිල් පද රකින්න එකම දේශපාලන පක්ෂ නායකයා එතුමා. ඒවට මේ ජනතාව ඒවට මේ මාක්ස් දෙන්නේ නැහනේ. නමුත් අද මන් කියන්න. මේ යන ප්‍රවණතාවේ යටතේ සදාචාරයට ආදර්ශයක් වන නායකයන් අපේ ජනතාවට අවශ්‍ය වෙන අවස්ථාව දැන් උදා වෙලා තිබෙනවා. ඒ ස්ථානයේ එතුමා අනිවාර්යෙන් පුරවනා කියලා මගේ කතා අවසන් කරනවා. බොහොම ස්තුතියි. I kept my time limit. Yes.
කාගම සිරිනන්ද ඒ ස්වාමීන් වහන්සේ ඕක කිව්වේ රනිල් ගාණ්ඩුව තියෙන කාලේ ඔය කවිය. දැන් නෙමෙයි. අලුතෙන් පෝස්ට් කරලා ඇති.
උන්වහන්සේ ඒ දේශනාව පැවැත්වුවේ මේ පාතාලේ ප්‍රශ්නෙට පස්සේ ඊයේ පෙරේදා. මම පෙන්නන්න මාගව තියෙනවා. I speak with responsibility. You take my word.
Order please.
Thank you.
The proceedings of the committee of the whole parliament will stay suspended until 1 p.m. for lunch.